Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, I got a question for you.
What it do, boom.
Have you ever taken a CBD product hoping that it would relieve stress or help you sleep?
Yes, sir.
Were you disappointed?
Yes, sir.
Well, Via Hemp Company is dedicated to crafting high-strength hemp products you can actually feel. Get this. They even have a legal THC product that they can ship to your door in all 50 states. So you can get the THC and the CBD combined in this product. These guys have crafted products that promote specific effects such as sleep, pain relief, and even energy. Whether you want gummies, topicals, vapes, or drops, they got you. So head over to their site and improve your daily routine with Via Hemp Company. Visit viahemp.com and use code K100 for 50% off your first order. That's viahemp.com and K100 for 50% off your first order. I love the Bliss gummies. The Bliss gummies are great to sleep to, great relaxation. I'm very fond of these products. I'm a big fan of CBD. CBD helps you sleep. It helps pain relief. They got everything. They got sleep, energy, all of it. And I've tried them all, and they're all great. But I love the Bliss is excellent.
So at the beginning, when DI was asking me if I had to, I tried other CBD products at work, and I told them no. That wasn't part of the read. That's the truth. The reason I like this because it has some THC in it. You know what I'm saying? And it gives you that nice little buzz. But I right here have this, I don't know if you can see it, which is the pink lemonade.
And the Cloud 9.
Yeah, this is very nice. This is very, very nice.
Cloud 9 is excellent too. Bliss and Cloud 9 are my favorites.
And so, like we've said before, this is stuff we try ourselves. We're not just here hawking it. So, you know, if you want to sleep good, if you want to, you know, what was the other ones that they have?
They give you energy, they can give you focus, or there's some like the Cloud 9 you can just chill with.
If you want to get,
I'm on Cloud 9 right now.
If you want to get sleep, like extra sleep, hit the Cloud 9 or the Bliss, and you'll go to sleep earlier. It'll make you feel good, and you'll get a good night's sleep. Because I've done it numerous times, and I love this product.
Yeah, and if you don't take, or if you don't have gummies too often, or drops or anything like that, I actually have the low dose gummies here that I just got this week. And they're white peach. The taste is good. And you can take one, eat one, whatever, and you're good. You're not drowsy.
Bro, that's the first time I've ever heard of that low dose.
Yeah.
I should have been taking that way back. I always get effed up on, you know, edibles. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I like those a lot.
So, yo, get your gummies. Get your sleep on. Buy a hemp company. Boom. Yo, we're back today with K100 Talks. DI, boom.
I want to talk about where you're from, California. Because they got some elections today and tomorrow and stuff. I think it's today, right?
It's usually Tuesdays.
Yeah, you don't vote.
I don't vote. You're correct.
Right. And why don't you vote?
Because I think it's rigged and I think it's all bullshit.
Okay, but there's an election that's going on, the governor election, and Gavin Newsom, who they tried to recall recently, is up for re-election. Okay. And one of the guys he's going against is Michael Schellenberger, and he's been really going after this guy. And I like what this guy's coming from because he's basically got the a single voting issue, which is homelessness and getting rid of the encampments, which have basically turned into open air drug scenes in California. Okay, would you agree that that's probably the main problem, the main issue for California voters? Well, what would you say is the main issue?
Yeah, that's one of the main issues, 100%.
Okay. So this guy, let me read you a little bit about Michael Schellenberger, okay, because he's got a couple things here.
Oh, I know him. He wrote the How Progressives Ruin Cities book, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. But basically, here's the thing. Schellenberger is a biting critic of Newsom on Twitter, and has a large group of online fans, which makes him reminiscent of Assemblyman Kevin Kiley. One of Newsom's Republican
Read a little slower, because I can't understand you.
All right. He's had books. Schellenberger's most recent books are titled "Apocalypse Never," "Why Environmental Alarmism Hurts Us All," and "San Francisco," actually, "Why Progressives Ruin Cities." Right? Though he disagrees with the characterizations that he's more conservative than he is a liberal, stating that he voted for Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton in the previous two presidential elections and supports liberal policies such as a $15 minimum wage, abortion access, and various gun control measures. Okay, here's the problem with guys that don't say that you're Democrat or Republican.
Yeah, I was going to say this.
Okay, because if you're not a
he's running with no party affiliation.
Right, and if you're not a Democrat, people just assume that you are. Oh well, there's a Republican. If you're not a Democrat, right? But basically, I'm going to read you a couple things. Here's some of his main things, right? And this is interesting because I think you'll like this guy. This is a short read. It's not that long, okay?
I know who he is, dude.
Okay, but I want you to read some of the stuff he said.
Yeah.
Okay. Question. First question I have is what voters should know about your ideology. You run as an independent, but if people listen to some of your arguments you're most famous for, that most climate change discourse is alarmism and that progressive policies on crime and homelessness ruin cities, you sound much more like someone who leans to the right versus the left. Where specifically do you have disagreements with the Republican Party at the national or state level? He says, I guess if I had to summarize, I guess I would say I'm a liberal in my compassion for the vulnerable, I'm a libertarian in my passion for freedom, and I'm a conservative in my belief that you need a civilization to support both of them. I'm in favor of legalized abortion, in favor of strong gun safety rules, I favor universal psychiatric care. Philosophically, I'd like to see universal health care, but it's not something I'm campaigning on because I don't think it's a high priority. Okay? Let me find the thing where his thing on the homeless. Okay, here we go. Let's talk about California policy. You talk a lot about homelessness and crime policy, specific cracking down on what you refer to as open drug scenes. What is the role of state policy in doing that, seeing as it typically falls in the hands of local jurisdictions? Here's what Schellenberger says. First of all, I don't love the word crackdown. It's not a word that I use with any frequency. I think we need to shut down the open drug scenes, and that's the right description of what they are. That's the word Europeans use to describe what we call so-called homeless encampments. In my research, I documented how the word homelessness is a propaganda word that tricks the brain into thinking this is fundamentally a problem of housing. We do need more housing, but people that do not have an underlying drug problem or mental illness typically do not go live in so-called homeless encampments. They do not go live in a tent in the Tenderloin or Skid Row, which is dangerous and dirty. The people living inside the open drug scenes are suffering from untreated mental illness and late-stage addiction. The most important thing to do is have a statewide psychiatric and addiction care system because our county-based system has totally failed. It's grossly inefficient and redundant, providing duplicative services in 58 counties that should be provided by a single statewide agency. It means the burden is disproportionately placed on places like San Francisco, Los Angeles, and San Diego when the burden should be shared more broadly across California. My proposal to solve this problem the same way that every civilized country has solved it, enforce laws rather than enforce them against the people that have identified as homeless, create a statewide psychiatric and addiction care program, and create a shelter-first, housing-earned approach, which means everyone is entitled to basic and clean shelter, but they're not entitled to their own studio apartment in the most expensive real estate in California, the United States. I mean, this guy makes so much sense, and here's the issue I have with Gavin Newsom. Bro, the guy everything they've tried has made the problem worse. Okay? And like when you have people in charge that make things worse.
Hey, specifically, what has he tried that has made the problem worse?
By allowing people to use the drugs. They're letting people use drugs, but they're giving out needles and stuff and all that. Bro, that's crazy to me. It's like, you know, and that's the thing. It's like when these politicians have basically come up with these ideas that are just of their own making, they make the problems worse. Why would you think, okay, I can fix the problem, even though I'm the one that created it, so vote for me again? I just don't understand like that philosophy. I mean, Gavin Newsom should be like voted out, but like California voters just love this guy.
Why should he be voted out? Because of that? Just because of that? Or because you're a Republican and you hate anything that's Democrat? They tried to recall the motherfucker and he still won. What does that tell you? And you put, oh, because people are comfortable voting for him. No, that's not the reason, because he's doing a good job, bro. He's not bad. He's not great. He's not bad. I've seen a lot worse. And this is a guy that, okay, look, I don't give a fuck because I didn't vote for him. I could give a fuck about him. He's got mega heat with me over fucking going to all these parties during COVID and not being protected when he was asking everybody to do the same thing, just like fucking Dianne Feinstein when she got caught with her fucking manicurist. You know, they should be sanctioned, fired, something should have happened, but nothing happened. That does piss me off. But the guy was voted the youngest fucking governor in California. The guy fucking was, when he was in San Francisco, he had universal health care for all. The guy voted for cannabis legislation, which I loved. The guy finally allotted millions and millions of dollars to the homelessness. And I know that this is true because the other day I was watching the news here. I live in a place in San Diego called Eastlake, which is in the city of Chula Vista. And I was watching the local news and it was saying that this hotel, which is not that far away from me, was being redeveloped for the homeless. So he is starting to put homeless people into hotels. He's even said it. He goes, bro, it's sickening to fucking go on. I'm actually going to look for this quote because I saw it the other day. Let me see. I should have it somewhere around here. It said, this is a quote from him. He goes, I don't want to see any more people die in the streets and call that compassion. There's nothing compassionate about somebody dying in the streets or stepping over someone on the streets or sidewalks. And I feel the same way, you know. And he's investing $286 billion to this. I'm sure a lot of that money is being stolen.
No, $286 billion? I think that's way too high.
Look.
That's an exorbitant number. That's crazy, bro. There's just 10,000 people, $286 billion. You could literally give each person like $100,000.
Wait a minute.
You know,
that's exactly what it says here. Maybe that's after so many years.
Maybe they've done that, you know, thing. But here's my question to you.
Okay, so look, this is exactly what it says. I don't want to see any more people die in the streets and call that compassion. Newsom said Monday, detailing his 286.4 billion blueprint. Okay, so I don't know what that means, but it says this: Newsom proposed $2 million to address California's homelessness, including $1.5 billion to buy and set up the tiny homes and other temporary shelter options, which tend to fall far short of need.
Yeah, his $286 billion is his entire budget, Conan. That's what I just said.
Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say $286 billion. You could, bro. Think about this. You could.
Now he's got this wild. I understand, bro. Yeah. And so the other thing that was kind of wild to me is he's got this wild idea because he's a moderate, bro. He's not a liberal progressive guy. He's a moderate.
I think he's progressive.
Okay. Whatever. What was the other thing I was telling you? He's got this deal here, and I want to read it so I don't fuck it up. Okay.
Why are you supportive of this guy if you don't go vote for him?
Because I don't give a shit about any fucking politician.
But my point is I care about this more than you do.
How do you care about it?
I'm the one that brought it up.
Big fucking deal. I live here.
And I'm fascinated that you people, like, when a governor is like doing, I don't know why you think you guys are doing
well. About what's going on in my state, bro?
Because when you travel there, okay? And you go there and you look around, and bro, it's not a safe looking place to visit.
Right,
anymore.
Because all the politicians have let this shit add up, and he's the first motherfucker doing something about him. Let him do something about it before you start fucking crying. And I, as a matter of fact, Schellenberger was on.
He's on Mar. He's been on Rogan.
On Mar, last
Rogan
week
too.
Yeah,
very very bright guy.
He's got a lot of the same ideas that Gavin does.
I'm aware of that.
Take care of the homelessness. Here's one that's kind of weird to me. Let me explain it to you, just so you'll see. Yeah. I'm not a real big fan of that thing that you said. Hey, let junkies get high. But I think in his mind, he's like, I'd rather let them come here and use clean needles than be on the street and share dirty needles. I think that's kind of like the ideology behind that, okay?
Right, but here's what happened.
Then they have another one.
Let me tell you. Okay, that was one of his ideas. Let me tell you how it was an epic fail. Because drug addicts are going to California to use because you can use. Right. So they say only 6% of the homeless are from California. Mm. These are people that are coming to California because they found out you could use drugs open, and they're just – bro, that's what his policy has created. My thing would be is bro, you guys – like I said, Schellenberger, this is just a one voting issue. On this issue alone, I would just say I'm surprised that people are not supporting this guy, because this is the worst issue that California faces is the homelessness. It's the most embarrassing thing that they have.
Well, I just told you the guy just allocated money to it. Let him get fucking – let the shit start, bro.
My question, why would you trust the guy that's exacerbated the problem to fix it? That would be my question. Why not try
somebody
else? Because
he didn't exacerbate the fucking problem. Okay, the problem just got worse because nobody took care of it, because nobody gives a shit about the homeless because they don't vote. Okay, but here's the one where I don't agree with him. Let me read it to you so I don't fuck it up. Frustrated by out of control increases in drug overdose deaths, California's leaders are trying something radical, and this is radical. They want the state to be the first to pay people to stay sober. The federal government has been doing it for years with the military, veterans, and research shows it's one of the most effective ways to get people to stop using drugs like cocaine and methamphetamine, stimulants for which there are no pharmaceutical treatments available. It works like this. People earn small incentives or payments for every negative drug test over a period of time. Most people who complete the treatment without any positive test can earn a few hundred dollars. They usually get the money on a gift card. It's called contingency management. And government Gavin Newsom has asked the federal government for permission to use tax dollars to pay through Medicaid.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
They're literally saying, okay, we're taxing people and we're going to spend that money on the drug addicts to pay them not to use drugs. That's a solution?
Well,
bro, people like this, you should vote them out. Those are not common. Those are not logical solutions to problems. That's just what we'll spend.
Well, the thing is, I need to see the data on military veterans. Did it work on them? If it worked on them, why couldn't it work on other guys? So I'd have to see that data. Can you look that up? Is there any way to look that up, Joe?
Yeah.
And let's revisit this next week, because I want to talk about the result of this election. Right. We can talk about it on the podcast. But
you're all in with the Schellenberger.
I'm just here. Here's my thing, and my rant. I'm just surprised that Gavin Newsom still has as much support as he does in the face of problems that he's exacerbated when there's another.
But he hasn't exacerbated the problem. These are problems that were there when he got there.
With the
homelessness. They didn't start when he got there.
Worse.
The drug overdoses.
It's gotten worse. We'll see. We'll revisit this.
Well, of
next
course,
week.
It's gone worse because nobody's taking care of it. He's finally doing something. He's allocating money to it. Give him a couple years for it to fucking, you know, fucking. We see results or no results, then we can bury the guy. Like I said, I don't vote. I don't give a fuck. But he's not done a bad job like you think. I just think you're one of these guys that you're like, fuck him. He's a fucking. He's a liberal, and I'm a Republican, and there's no way you can pin homelessness problem on him. This was there. This has been a 30-year snowball that finally this motherfucker said, I got to do something about, because nobody else is doing shit about it. So I'll give him some props on that, and if he fucks it up, then I'll bury the motherfucker.
Well, you're stuck with them, so I don't care. I just think it's. I don't know. I like this Michael Schellenberger.
As long as cannabis is legal in California, I could give a fuck anything else. Just about that he does.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's been K100 Talk.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.